Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. 2 days. 2 days before 2018 comes to a close. Now, some people will be very happy that it's over with. And others may well be sad. Regardless of your emotions, whether you liked it or not, 2018 is about to be history. Now, here's the great news. You're about to enter a new year, and you can make it whatever you want it to be. See, God empowers you to do that. So whether the new year is different than last year depends on you, me, each of us. Nobody else but us. Well, you see, we want you to have a fresh start in 2019. So we're going to pose 5 questions to you. We recommend you write the questions down, think about the answers, and then write those down.
Number 1, have you made a list of the ways in which God has manifested his presence in your life and blessed you in 2018? We talked about doing this on yesterday's call. You know, if we want 2019 to be the greatest year of our lives, then we need to start by praising God for what he did for us this year in 2018. Colossians 2:7 in the New International Version says, "Rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Colossians 4:2 in the New International Version says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful."
You know, honey, this is not just some exercise that we read about. Writing down how God manifested his presence in your life in 2018 is really a destiny changer. It is the first step that you can take to make 2019 the greatest year of your life.
Amen. Number 2, have you accomplished all, part of, or any of the New Year's resolutions you made a year ago? Uh-oh. Time to think about it. Proverbs 10:4 in the New International Version says, "Lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth." And Philippians 1:25 in the New Living Translation says, "Knowing this, I am convinced that I will remain alive so I can continue to help all of you grow and experience the joy of your faith."
Now, even if you didn't accomplish a single resolution from last year, don't let the enemy beat you up over it.
That's right.
It's in the past. You can't change it. So forget it and move on.
That's the key. Number 3, have you written your goals for the new year? Habakkuk 2:2-4 in the Message Bible says, "And then God answered, write this, write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run." This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. And it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time.
Hallelujah. It's on the way.
That's right. And we've been working on ours, haven't we?
Yes, we've been working on our goals. We'll do it for 2019. We'll do it over the next couple of days, but we'll have them finished before New Year's Day.
That's right.
We've been doing it a long time.
Number 4, have you written the plans you need to accomplish to achieve the things that you were talking passionately about a year ago? Proverbs 1:25 in the New International Version says, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty." And in 1 Timothy 4:15 in the New International Version, it says, "Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your tasks so that everyone will see your progress." That's important, honey.
Yes, it is.
getting excited and then keeping up the momentum.
Number five, lastly, what steps have you taken to renew your mind and draw closer than ever to your Heavenly Father?
In Exodus 34, verse 10 in the New International Version, it says, "Then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you." After giving, you know, these questions, the Lord giving us these questions, the Lord directed us to Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And it says, it assures us, it encourages us, I should say.
One of our favorite verses.
"Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you."
You know, after reading this verse, the Lord gave us a word for each of you. Here it is. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashion after. Hallelujah. Fashion after and adapted to His external superficial custom. The Greek word for conform means to conform oneself, one's mind and character, to another's pattern. Popular culture and advertisers are continually trying to conform us to their thought processes and value systems. They want us to think the way they think, do the things they do, but the things they say to buy the things they say to buy, live the way they say we should live. They want to excuse the way they live by declaring everybody's doing it. The wisdom of this world is to be lavish with somebody else's money. In popular terminology, they want to clone you into a splinter.
A spender of your hard-earned money.
I had trouble saying that word. But that's what they want to do. They want to clone us to spenders. For our hard-earned money. Spend it when, where, and how they say we should. They could care less, honey, if people get into debt. That's not their problem.
Honey, the thing about it is they want us to be like the world, but the problem is we can't change the world if we're just like it.
That's right.
Their primary mission is to relieve you of your money, the result of which oftentimes prevents you from doing the very things that God says will bring you into an abundant life, the kind that He promises and the kind that only He, hallelujah, can give. If we awaken in the morning to a clock radio morning show, the first sounds we hear every day are trying to conform us into the image of the ideal consumer, one who does what he or she is told when they're told to do it. Advertisers continually promote their January sales. They're trying to conform your thinking so you'll spend your money with them by offering you incredible buying schemes. This January, you'll see more ads for the big screen TV and all the other, you know, exciting, supposedly new electronic gadgets that you ever saw at Christmas, because Super Bowl's approaching. And advertisers want you to buy in to that control consumer thinking. They entice you with all the game watchers, you know, all the excited game watchers into believing that the only way that you're going to enjoy the Super Bowl this year is with a big screen, high definition, plasma TV or whatever else that they're selling these days. And also on the easy buy now, pay later plan. But make no mistake about it.
The key to your future is in your thought life.
That is the truth.
Soul thought.
Reap an action.
The advertisers are so appealing and oftentimes seductive thoughts, trying to convince us that the only way we can enjoy the good life is by buying their products. They don't care. Their actions throw you further into debt. So an action.
Reap a habit. If we act on the marketing schemes of advertisers, if we fall prey to their pitches, we're going to end up reaping a habit of buying without considering the consequences of our actions.
So a habit?
Reap your character. Thinking that buying things we can't afford with money we don't have to impress people who probably don't even like us anyway is a habit that is not only one we can't afford, but is foolishness. It reflects character values that are definitely not based in the Bible scriptures.
That's exactly right. Sow your character.
Reap your destiny.
When we conform to the advertised way of thinking, we ignore the word of God, yield our future and destiny into someone else's control, often without being aware of it. And that's sad.
And that's not God's best plan for you.
No, it's not.
Truth alert from the Word of God in 1 Peter 1, verse 14. 1 Peter 1, 14 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, live as children of obedience to God. Do not conform yourselves to the evil desires that governed you in your former ignorance when you did not know the requirements of the gospel. Listen to how the Message Bible says it. Sit back, right, honey?
That's it.
Don't lazily slip back into the old grooves of evil, doing just what you feel like doing. You didn't know any better then. You do now. As obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into the way of life shaped by God's life, a life energetic and blazing with holiness.
Hallelujah.
In 1 Peter 1, verse 14, it says, God said, I am holy.
I like that.
You be holy.
I like your word says, a life energetic and blazing with holiness.
That's it.
You know, the only way we can live a life shaped by God's life, a life energetic and blazing with holiness, is by the renewal of our minds.
And the renewal of our minds comes by seven words. Read your Bible.
Do what it says.
That's it.
The only way we can change our destiny to fulfill God's perfect will for our lives in the new year 2019 is to make a determined effort to get in His presence, follow His word, take control of our thought processes, think on and speak only those things that are for the spiritual progress and edification of others and those around us.
Amen. The Lord wants us to think before we act. He wants us transformed to His image, thinking as He thinks, doing what He would do, with the dawn of each new day beginning in 2019, actually beginning today.
That's it. We're only 2 days, today and tomorrow, from 2019. And in that year, you have the ability, potential, scriptural understanding, and spiritual power to turn this new year into the greatest year of your life. But you need to start. Right now.
Amen. And you could also start
tonight
by watching, yes, exactly, joining us tonight for Sunday Night Live.
We're going to be talking about, join us. It's going to be good.
It always is, honey.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, because God, we endeavor to put God squarely in the middle of it.
That's exactly right. Go to HaroldHeron.com if you've been blessed. The top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says, that's all we ever ask. While you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning, tonight,
that's
6
right.
p.m. Eastern, Sunday Night Live.
And then don't miss tomorrow morning, it'll be the last day of the year.
Yeah.
And hear Rich Thoughts.
I can tell you right now, it's a good word.
I know it is.
Oh, it's a great word.
Amen.
And a word for you. Well, until we join again, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.